a very enthusiastic and dedicated group, and we're talking parents and children and teachers and therapists, will be rocking parking lot C at M&T Bank Stadium this Saturday morning. It is the annual Baltimore Walk Now for Autism Speaks. And in case you haven't heard, one in 88 children is diagnosed with autism in this country. Michelle Landrum is an outreach coordinator for the Hopkins Early Autism Study. She is a mom of two beautiful boys, one on the autism spectrum, and she's working hard on the committee for the walk, and she joins us now. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Mary Beth.
So the great news is we're going to be having better weather than last year.
Absolutely.
Now, we should just let folks know that I'm telling you, it was the driving rain. We had snow. It must have been 38 degrees. And still, 2,000 walkers showed up and raised more than $280,000. I mean, it was amazing.
Right. And this year, the walk's going to be bigger than ever. We have more than 300 teams coming.
When we talk about this walk, and we've seen it grow over the years, it used to be held at Towson University. It's now moved on to M&T, and it is getting bigger. What does it mean to you when you're there as not only a volunteer and someone who works in the autism world, but as a mother?
Well, I think this is the most inspiring walk and really an inspiring event in terms of just seeing everybody come out. And it's so heartwarming to see family and friends form these teams to support the parents and to support the children. I just think that I kind of choke up when I see it.
There's so much that we still do not know about autism, but we know how costly it can be for a family. It can
right.
cost more than $50,000 annually just to help one child in a family. Talk about how important this money is.
Well, you know, I see it from a few different aspects, and I think Autism Speaks is a great organization. Not only in terms of, you know, you can go to the website and you can download toolkits that can help your family right now. You can download information, 100-day kits that will help a family who's just diagnosed. And what's near and dear to my heart about Autism Speaks is they fund research. And for my day job, I work in autism research in connection with Johns Hopkins and Kennedy Krieger. And Autism Speaks really fills in those funding gaps where federal budgets are cut. So I think it's a great organization.
And with research hopefully comes better treatment, possible cures, if we can say that. I mean, I think the general feeling is that so many things can be at play here with individual children affected by autism that one cure might not really be possible, but there may be many.
Right. So I think one thing that's great right now in our community, Autism Speaks is funding a treatment study at Kennedy Krieger right here in Baltimore. And that's where this money goes. It goes for a lot of things, but this money comes back. The walk over the past 7 years has raised $4 million. That's funded research that's been through Kennedy Krieger, Johns Hopkins, and University of Maryland. So this is stuff that has real live effects and influence on the people in Maryland.
For a lot of families, when they first get a diagnosis, I know it's such a lonely feeling, a very isolating feeling. Coming to this walk gives you a sense of community, a sense of family, and that you're not in it alone.
Right.
But what's also great is to see the companies, the corporations, and other individuals who do not have a personal connection with autism who have taken this on as their cause as well.
Right. No, I couldn't agree more. And, you know, you don't have to ask too many people. You know, even if you, when I talk a lot out in the community in recruiting for autism studies, you know, everybody knows a family affected by autism. And whether if it's, you know, just someone who, maybe it's not a relative, but maybe it's your coworker who has a son, or maybe it's your nephew. But with one in 88 kids affected, you don't have to look far to find someone who's affected by autism.
And you can help still. The walk is this Saturday. We encourage everyone to come out. There'll be all kinds of games happening and moon bounces and great fun for the kids. It's a very warm and loving event at M&T Bank Stadium in Lot C. But you can also get on the website and donate money and help for the cause. Maybe there's a team that you're familiar with and you want to donate to them specifically, and you can do that. So there's still time.
Great.
Michelle Landrum, thank you so much for joining us. And by the way, WBAL Radio and TV, proud media sponsors. And I'm also very honored to be there as well. And I look forward to seeing you.
Oh, it's an absolute pleasure. It'll be a great time.